Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Hegna is back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's here. He's an internationally renowned economist. He's an author, speaker, the author of Paychecks and Playchecks. And his new book is called Don't Worry, Retire Happy, Seven Steps to Retirement Security. And he's now a TV star, I just found out. He's our good friend, Tom Hegna. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book.
Yeah, no, it's going really good, and it's tied in with the TV show Don't Worry, Retire Happy, which is airing on public television.
Public television. Watch. Congratulations. And it's gone national, right?
Yeah, I mean, each station picks it up at their own time, but
right.
It's been playing pretty much across the country, and it'll continue to play for the next couple of years.
Now, how many episodes have you done?
I've done about 500 showings of it.
But of the one production.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. So congratulations on that, and I'm not the least bit surprised, as I've said many times before, Tom. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So talk to us about these seven steps to retirement.
Yeah, so both the show and the book, it talks about seven steps, and, you know, step one is you got to have a plan. How are you going to get somewhere if you don't have a plan? And most people don't have a plan, and if you have a plan, you're more confident in retirement, you're happier in retirement, you're more likely to be successful in retirement. And then part of that is you got to work with a financial professional. I say this is not a do-it-yourself project.
Right.
You know, some of the other, you know, TV talking heads say, oh, just call 1-800-NO-HELP, you can do it yourself. I do not say that. I even have a financial...
You don't call it retirement in a box, right?
No, I mean, you know, if you had a cavity in your mouth, you're not going to go out to the garage and find the right drill bit. You know?
Right.
If you use a professional to drill a cavity, I think you need a professional to help you retire.
No kidding.
You know, step two is maximize Social Security benefits. Most people spend more time planning their summer vacation than they do, you know, planning the start date of their Social Security, and it's the one thing that can bring hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra money to every single American if they would learn how to maximize.
Let's land on that one. I agree,
sure,
with you about the. Of course, you need help. Most people, I think, kind of realize that they know that they're not that good at it. But land on the Social Security planning a little bit, because as I was pointing out to my audience, you know, the baby boomers, the biggest generation. The first of the big generations is now, you know, the leading edge of the baby boomers is 3-4 years beyond retirement already now. And millions of baby boomers will retire this year. And many others are within, you know, a half a dozen years, and they're contemplating it. So a lot of folks out there listening, this is important to them. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, in general, you should delay. And you should delay as long as possible to age 70 if you can.
Yeah.
Now, and the reason is because if you wait till 70, your Social Security benefit will be almost double what it is if you take it at 62. And yet, if you went down to Waffle House in the morning, I love Waffle House, by the way, if you go down to Waffle House at 6 a.m., you know, the Waffle House wise men are sitting around solving the world's problems. And if you went into Waffle House and said, hey, what age should I retire to take my Social Security? They're all going to say 62. Haven't you been reading the papers?
Right.
This place is going bust. Get the getting while the getting's good. 62. Yeah, that's the Waffle House answer, but is that the right answer? And the answer is that's not the right answer. The right answer is, in general, the breadwinner should delay. So if you got a husband and wife, and let's say the husband made more than the wife can take hers at 62, but the husband should wait till 70 if he can.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because his check covers both lives. When he dies, she gets his.
Right.
He takes his early, he just locked her into a lower paycheck.
It's better for the wife if the husband waits as long as they can, as he can. You're right. It's not as necessarily better for the husband, because if you wait till you're 70 from, say, 65, in that period of time, you're going to collect, you know, $100,000 or more, and it takes you, and it'll take you another 10 years to have to recover that money in the extra you'll get at 70. You'll be in your early 80s, won't you?
Yeah, but remember, it's going off of the joint life expectancy now, because if the husband dies, it still goes to the wife.
Right.
And there's a 50% chance. Life expectancy for a couple today is age 92. So, you know, if you just look at life expectancy, it's just half
right.
the people.
Right.
Half the people for sure will do better. And if you look, you know, a lot of people die when they're 91, 90, 88, 87. And so probably 75% to 80% will do better
right.
if they follow that strategy. Now, you know, some people won't, and I say everybody's different. If you
right.
have that health, if your life expectancy is short, maybe you should claim early. But
or what about if what about if you believe that the money you could draw in that period of time you don't need, and you could put it to use where it could earn more than 8%, which is what the increase was. What about that?
Yeah. Okay. So I do say in the book, if it's part of an overall plan. Because I've had some financial planners say, no, I have them take it early, and we do this with it, and because
right.
of that, then they can get this. I'm fine with it as an overall plan. What I'm not fine with is everybody doing the Waffle House Wiseman idea of taking it at 62.
Right.
And then also, Jim, what I say is if you want income at 62, take it from somewhere else. Take it from
right.
Take it from your 401k.
Don't take it from your... Right. The only reason to take your Social Security at 62 is if you're desperate.
Or if you're in bad health, or
right,
if all your parents and grandparents died at age 50, you know, and you don't think maybe you should, but most people should delay at least till full retirement.
Right. One thing I learned is that as long as you're, you know, if you still have earnings into your late 60s. You're going to be the money you draw from Social Security is going to be taxed at your marginal rate, at your top marginal rate.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's the taxation.
If you slow your earnings down at 70, then that money will be taxed at the lower rate. So you have to take that in consideration, don't you?
Yeah, there's both taxation, and then there's an earnings test where they can take your Social Security back if you're drawing Social Security and still working. If you earn over $15,000 some odd,
I thought that was if you draw at 62. I didn't think that was the case if you drew at your retirement age.
No, at full retirement age, there's no earnings test.
Right.
But at 60, between 62 and 66,
right.
there's a
clawback.
Earnings test plus there's taxes. So
yeah, there's a little bit of a clawback, but after 66,
yeah.
65, whichever category you fall into, depending on what year you were born. There shouldn't be a clawback. Hey, Tom, I need your website, please.
Yeah, they can get any of this material at retirehappynow.com, retirehappynow.com.
And look, and tell us the name again, the name of the TV show on PBS.
Yeah, Don't Worry, Retire Happy with Tom Hegna.
All right, so check that out for us at a state public television station near you. Quick break. We'll be right back with Tom Hegna to talk some more about retirement security. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.